Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Andrew Kim Tae-gon and Paul Chong Ha-sang and companions. And from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Life in the Marketplace, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
To what then shall I compare the people of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We piped to you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come, eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come, eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by all her children. Life in the marketplace. Do we hear the frustration in Jesus' words as he listens to the complaints of these people in the marketplace, these critics of those who do not agree with him? We play our music, you don't dance. We are disappointed in something, you don't feel sorry for us. Who are these people, illogical in the extreme, who disapprove of John the Baptist because he didn't eat or drink, and of Jesus because he did? Aren't they us? And don't some of us find enjoyment in rejecting the ways an opponent looks at life? Not essentially because of his or her opinions, but because the opponent is not on our side? When naming your enemy in that kind of marketplace, it almost comes down not to what they say or do, but to just who they are. Or should I say, who they are not? In the view of the complainers, if you are not members of our group, not supporters of our political party, not agreeing to get rid of those we want to banish, we don't want you in our government. Does applying this scripture passage to America's political situation in this present moment go too far? I don't think so. What time exists other than this present moment? And for whom were the scriptures created, if not for every present moment? When we read the scriptures, aren't we being called to apply Jesus' words and actions to ourselves and our times right now? How would Jesus react to the complainers who are members of our American government that has become something of a marketplace? Would he expect to hear about how Congress people are handling the crucial issues of the voters who elected them? And would he wonder why extraneous matters are taking up so much time, matters of apparently little interest to the voters, but of overwhelming interest to the complainers? And why? Because true or false, these matters might give them a winning edge. And would he agree that to some, winning is all that matters? Not truth, not justice, winning. Then would he use the word children to characterize their need to be center stage? Of course, we don't know how Jesus would answer, but we do have the scriptures to provide context. And we have Jesus' somewhat ambiguous ending statement, quote, yet wisdom is justified by all her children. What does this mean? Jesus' use of the word children here does not refer to age-inappropriate persons as it did earlier, but to all of us. Aren't we all wisdom's children? It is his emphasis on the word all that points to a message of hope. As wisdom's children, our purpose is not to make deals in the marketplace, but to recognize and to bring to life the best that wisdom can offer an imperfect world. Things like truth, justice, compassion, with a healthy dose of caring for those on the other side. Some of us are complainers, true, and we will all fail to reach universal agreement. Yet what will be the choice of most of us? Each one of us needs to make that decision. Wisdom will be justified.